Well, lots of different things, actually. Texts that explain the background of the language, its origins, its history. And then we have an interactive part, which is quite large. It contains sound samples from Romani dialects in different parts of Europe. And you can actually browse through a map of Europe, click on individual locations, and you can also listen to speakers of those dialects pronounce those words and those phrases. So this is very useful both to researchers interested in the diversity of dialects of Romani, but also to private individuals who are curious about how does Romani sound in different places.
And that curiosity, that's certainly something that guided me. For instance, the interactive map, where you can click on different regions of the map and hear how the same phrase sounds very different in the different dialects, the different parts. I mean, for instance, there's the Lithuanian dialect and the phrase, "The room of my two sisters is very small." And I'm going to pronounce this horribly, but this is Mire dojo poningerho kurtinkno.
Well, you don't have to pronounce it yourself. We have a sound file of a speaker there, and you can just play the speaker.
Well, thank goodness for that, because indeed, even to my evidently untrained ears, when I clicked on the same phrase on the Bulgarian region of the map, that same phrase really sounded different. So to me, it didn't sound like two different dialects, but two different languages. And I suppose that's what this website is partly about, giving a sense of how diverse the Romani language is.
Yes, but at the same time, also how similar it is and how uniform the language is. I mean, you can look at it from both sides. Coming from the insider perspective, from the Romani perspective, it actually shows them how communities that they've never heard about and never met actually speak a language which is very, very similar to theirs. And that is, for many, many users, an absolutely astonishing experience.
And so from a technological perspective, why use a website as a repository for all this information?
Well, there are many, many reasons. I mean, first of all, we can continue to update information. We can amend things. We can reach the widest possible audience, an international audience. And something that is very, very important for a language-related resource, which this is, we are not dependent on presenting just the written form of the word. We can accompany it by sound. That gives users the direct access to what language is about, because language in everyday situations is not written down, especially a language like Romani, which is traditionally an oral language.
And is there a sense here that you're trying to unify this group of people who historically have been so dispersed? Here they have a single resource where, you know, they can be united, whether they live in the far northeastern areas of Europe or the further southwest or somewhere in between.
Well, what we are trying to do is give at least one reliable source on the Romani language, have a kind of a vetted resource which is research-based, but not necessarily only academically oriented. There is no Romani-speaking education system, no Romani-speaking central media, no Romani-speaking government. And that's where we can help by disseminating information, and in that sense, a unification, in the sense that people who have a home, they can turn to for information on Romani language and linguistics.